Welcome, everybody, to the East Coast Audio SmackDown Recap for September 5th, 2008. They were coming from St. Louis, Missouri tonight. Travis Bryant here with you with Bardray Purnell. Ready to do this thing?
Hey, Bardray. Ready to do this thing?
They opened the show. Wait. Before we get to the open, what did you think overall of the show?
I liked the show. Pretty good show. If I recall, there was no 15-minute to 20-minute feature match on the show. Am I mistaken? There was no lengthy match.
No, not.
You know, so that was kind of, you know, that was something that I've noticed, but, you know, even though I do enjoy those matches and, you know, that they've showcased in the past month or so, you know, it was still a good show.
Definitely.
I appreciated it.
Main event, if anything, was definitely the longest match. And it was,
yeah.
But we'll get to that. Definitely liked the show, too. Real good. Everything was forwarded. I guess it was a good go-home show for SmackDown. I mean, it was really all centered around the scramble, and that's what's selling the pay-per-view on the SmackDown side. And then they did their stuff with the women. Now for that match, but that's not really going to be pulling in any dough. But yeah, good show overall. I liked it, definitely. They opened again, as they did on Raw and ECW in memory of Killer Kowalski. Again, Killer Kowalski, rest in peace. They go with the WWE Open. They come on with a pretty much a Vicky Undertaker video package of what happened last week, and or I guess like what happened the past couple of weeks actually, and then mainly what happened in our office, which they didn't even address, which she didn't address, which we'll get to, but kind of just cheesy Undertaker stuff that we talked about probably last week. With the supernatural powers. And then even being acknowledged this week by JR. But, so that package airs. They go to the SmackDown video opening. They open theme. And then they hype Great Khali versus Triple H in a lumberjack match tonight. And then they come ringside, or they come to the arena. And Triple H has his King of Kings intro. And then first thing I thought when he came to the ring to that music is,
he's not wrestling. That's what I thought. I said, my initial thought was he's not wrestling. What was your thought?
Well,
I'm not wrestling music.
Right, but how great is it to be Triple H and have two musics that,
well, it's,
you know.
Triple H. I mean, you know. I thought about that too. Like he has two themes,
and I don't mean it just because to have two themes. I mean it in the sense that it's they don't like guys coming out twice in the show. That's why if guys come out twice in the show, they come out in the very beginning, and then they come out again in the end. They'll have guys coming out twice within the same hour. It's always spaced, you know, so you don't, because of the crowd pop. It's like, well, you know, they already heard your music earlier. You know, it's not, you know, sure, it's the main event or sure, it's a match, but if we just saw you like 40 minutes ago, but, you know, if you wait 2 hours, then it's kind of new again, I guess. But this way, my whole thing was just, yes, two music. This way he can, you know, to hear different music and they can get equally hype. I don't know.
It's a nice touch, though. I mean, even though it's kind of crazy that he does have two.
It would be a nice touch for somebody else, too, I'm sure. Or
yeah, of course. But, you know. Nice touch regardless. But, of course, it would be nice for someone else to have it. Not too many people, of course, but, you know. The fact that he's Triple H and he got music for when he comes to wrestle and music for just when he comes to ringside or some bullshit promo or whatever. So.
Right.
I don't know. It's just Triple H. What
yeah.
you going to
do? Yeah, exactly. He made some corny jokes. He made a Denny's joke about the scramble match. but you know, I guess like Breakfast at Denny's or something. Then he called Joey Styles and people at WWE.com geeks.
Or nerds, geeks or something.
Nerds, I think.
Yeah, nerds.
And because they said he had an.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.